先翻到彼得前书。
Brothers and sisters, we'll first turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章二十三节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 23.
彼得前书第一章二十三到二十五节。
23-25.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. Grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which in the gospel was preached to you.
我们继续念第二章的一跟二节。
Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切诽谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
我今天定的题目是神的话活泼长存。
My topic today is God's word lives and abides forever.
也就是刚才念的彼得前书第一章的二十三节这边。
Just 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23.
他这边写的说，借着神活泼长存的道。
Through the word of God which lives and abides forever.
我想我今天这个我的目的呢，是愿意我们能够对神的话有真实的经历，并且能够成为神话语的见证。
My purpose is that we can really experience God's word being which lives and can be a testimony of it.
其实这个就是神的心意，也是神的礼物。
And this is God's will and also His gift to us.
也是神也是得胜者他们身上的一个特点。
And it's also this characteristic of overcomers.
我想我为什么要这样子交通，有两个原因。
I want to share this with you. There are two reasons.
上一次朱自由弟兄有在网络上面，他从 New Jersey， 他在网络上面有给我们一堂的信息。
Brother Freedom Chu from New Jersey share with us online.
我问了或是间接听说的，有一些弟兄姊妹没有听得很懂。
I've asked around and also I heard people say that they, some brothers and sisters did not understand the message.
但其实我们弟兄有一些非常美好的这些点哈。如果错过的话有点可惜。
There are many good points our brother has brought up, so I feel it's a shame if we missed it.
然后另外一个原因，如果还记得的话，是我在上个月我的交通的题目是神的话语是可信的。
And also what I shared last month with you, that the Lord's word is indeed trustworthy.
其实这两个方面，其实我想我们的交通都是相通的。
I'm thinking, you know, our fellowship, our sharing, it connects.
那个时候我的一个负担是，我们需要在神面前有那个信心的学习和操练。
My burden that time was that before God, we have to have the exercise of faith.
我们在信心的学习和操练的过程当中，有一个蛮重要的根基，就是根据神的话。
Exercising and knowing God's word, a very important foundation is the word of God.
我们是抓住神的话，因为神的话是可信的。
We have to grapple onto God's word because it is trustworthy.
当我们借着神的话，然后经历了这个神的话的时候，我们就产生了对神的认识和经历。
And with His word, when we experience His word, then we also experience Himself.
我们得救的时候，我们得救为什么能够这么肯定呢？是因为根据神的话。
When we are saved, how can we be so sure? It's all because of God's word.
当我们在信主之后呢，我们仍然会犯罪，但是我们怎么样能够 良心得到洁净和平安呢？
Even though after we have believed in the Lord, we still sin. How can our conscience be clear again and be cleansed again?
也是根据神的话，他告诉我们说，我们的罪已经被洗净了。
Again, it is according to God's word because He said that He has already cleansed our sins.
啊，今天我们在这边聚会，我们怎么知道神与我们同在？
And here we're meeting here today. How do we know He's with us?
因为神告诉我们说，只要有两三个人奉他的名聚集的话，他就在我们当中。
Because his word tells us that when two or three are gathered together in his name, that he is among us.
我们怎么知道神，我们的主耶稣，他有一天还要再来呢？
How do we know that our Lord Jesus Christ will return one day?
因为在圣经里面有确定的话告诉我们说，他必定要再来。
Because in the Bible, it surely it says there that he will come again.
对，所以我想今天也是会。温习我们弟兄，我们诸弟兄他的一些的信息的内容。
And here we want to focus some on Brother Freedom Chu's message.
然后当中有一些例子，我可能在不同的场合以前有用过。
There are some examples that I've used in other times.
但是我想，我们的目的，我的目的总是愿意说，我们能够在这个世代当里面有一批人，能够又真又活的去经历神的话。
But my purpose is that in such a generation that we have a group of people that can experience His word in a true and loving way.
弟兄姊妹，我们一同想一个事情哈。
Brothers and sisters, let's think and ponder on this matter.
我相信我们这边绝大部分的人都有固定的参加查经聚会。
I believe most of us have regularly attend Bible study.
对，顾名思义，这个查经聚会就是我们大家一同的来查读圣经。
And we come, you know, by the word Bible study, that phrase, you know, we are studying the Bible.
然后我们现在这个聚会叫什么聚会啊？
What is our meeting right now? What is it called?
可以叫信息聚会。
A message meeting.
然后信息聚会的话，也是根据圣经，我们在传递神的话。
It's also according to the Bible that we are preaching God's word.
然后月底或是每一两个月都还会有一次。弟兄姊妹一同的读经交通聚会。
And once a month or once every other month, we have brothers and sisters, Bible reading sharing meeting.
对，也是大家一同的分享我们对圣经上的一些的领会。
And what sharing what we have gotten from reading the Bible.
然后除了聚会之外，如果弟兄姊妹还比较认真的话，可能平常会读圣经。
And other than meetings, maybe you're more serious, you know, at other times, you know, you'll be reading your word.
然后再认真一点呢，就会默想圣经。
And you reading God's word, and also you'll be meditating on His word.
再认真一点，可能啦，就再认真一点，还是会去背圣经。
And you know, even more seriously, you start memorizing God's word.
所以你会发现，哎，奇怪，我们这个不是奇怪，就是我们基督徒的生活好像花了很多时间。在跟圣经上做跟圣经上有关的事情，做跟圣经有关的事情。
You know, amazingly, you know, it's like we Christians, you know, we do a lot of things that have to do with the Bible.
啊，到底为什么
？But why?
难道有的人就说 ，OK, 我是基督徒，那基督徒本来就应该读圣经。
Maybe some would say, you know, I'm a Christian. That's why, you know, Christians have to read Bible.
没有没有，我想我们信主之后，没有一件事情是。没有任何根据的，应该去做就去做而已。
You know, when we believe in the Lord, you know, there's nothing that we do, you know, we do just for the sake of doing it.
因为我们的神是有目的的神。
Because our God is a God of purpose.
对，我们一同聚会，我们一同读经，我们祷告，都有他的目的的。
We come and meet together. We come and read the Bible together. We pray together. There is a purpose in this.
所以我们要想一想，我们为什么要花这么多时间在圣经上面？
We have to think, why do we spend so much time on the Bible?
保罗啊，不，彼得哈，这个彼得前书跟彼得后书，一般来说应该是彼得在晚年的时候所写的书信。
First and Second Peter were written when at his old age.
在他晚年的时候呢，他又回到那个重生的这个点上面。
At the very end of his life, Peter returned to this matter of born again.
很像那个老约翰他写那个约翰福音，对不对
？Just like John when he wrote the gospel according to John.
对，当约翰写约翰福音的时候，他还是要提到尼哥底母那件事情，要讲到。回去讲到重生这件事情。
When he wrote that, he spoke about Nicodemus again to speak of this matter of born again.
诶，所以我们就发现这些弟兄们在他们年纪很长的时候呢，好要把我们带回到一个信主的根基上面。
So we see that these brothers, when they're up in their age, they want to bring us back to that very fundamental point.
因为在我们起初信主的时候，那个根基、那个根本哈，它的性质它是不会失去的，它是不会变的。
They bring us back to that foundation, that the nature of that foundation will not change.
所以彼得在这边讲到我们重生信主的那个根基是什么呢？
What did Peter speak about the foundation of our being born again?
他说我们的根基在里面呢，是我们能够重生呢，是因为有一个不能够朽坏的种子。
He said that we are able to be born again is because of this incorruptible seed.
然后那个种子呢，就是神活泼长存的道。
And this seed is the word of God which lives and abides forever.
然后这个种子可以有两方面的意思。
And this seed can have two meanings.
讲到说我们重生的时候呢，有一个不能坏的种子是我们新生命的那个起头，是起生命的起源。
That this incorruptible seed, that is the beginning of that life that is incorruptible.
然后另外一个含义呢，就是这个种子虽然小。
This another meaning is this seed, even though it is small.
但是它是拥有我们生命成长的一切需要的这些 element, 这些要素。
But it has all the elements that we need to grow.
所以在我们这边，其实我们仔细去思想的话，彼得的话还是很有意思的。
It's very interesting when we think about Peter's word.
因为他说这个我们重生呢，是跟神的那个话语，是活泼长存的话语是有关系的。
Because he said to be born again, it has to do with the word of God which lives and abides forever.
然后接下来他在第二章那边他讲到说，我们重生之后呢，当然要除去许多的恶毒和诡诈。
And in chapter 2, he said that indeed when we are born again, we have to do away with all these malice and evil speakings.
但是要持续的成长，达到那个完全的拯救的话，我们需要有纯净的灵奶。
But to be able to continue to grow unto the very end, we have to have that sincere milk of the word.
对，许多时候我们也可以说，纯净的灵奶就是神那个纯净的那个话语。
When we speak about the sincere milk of the word, it's God's that pure word from the Lord.
对，我们不仅是在重生的时候，好像那个神的话把生命种在我们里面。
Not only when we are born again, that the Lord planted this word in us.
而且在成长的过程当中，神继续用他纯净的话语成为我们的供应，叫我们能够成熟长大。
But also as we, after we have been born again, he used his word to nourish us, for us to grow up.
然后这一边呢，彼得特别勉励我们要爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。
And here Peter specifically encouraged us to desire to love that sincere milk of the word.
所以能够爱慕神的话的人是有福的。
And blessed is he who loves the word of the Lord.
因为他能够借着神的话叫他的生命得供应，能够得成长。
Because with God's word he is able to be nourished, to be supplied and grow.
我通常跟初信的弟兄姊妹讲到读圣经的这个事情的时候，我总会讲到一个例子。
Every time I speak to young believers of just reading the Bible, I think about this example.
对，就是有一次有一个国内的一个弟兄呢，他接受一个访问。
A brother and man in China had an interview.
然后他就想到他曾经经历过的一个情况。
And he recalled a circumstance that he has been through.
就是说在文革的期间呢，基本上所有圣经呢都被烧掉。
In the time of the Cultural Revolution, the Bibles were all burned.
如果有人偷偷的藏了什么神的话是圣经的话，这是一个很大的罪。
If someone were to secretly hide away God's word, this is it's a very it's like a crime.
对，所以在当时呢，可能有很少很少的基督徒勉强偷偷藏了部分的圣经，但很少。
So very few Christians they would hide away the Bible.
所以经过很多年的好那段时间，经过很多年的时间呢， 对于中国的弟兄姊妹来讲，他们很难读到圣经。
So for many years, during those years, brothers and sisters in China, it's very difficult for them to grab a hold of the Bible.
对，等到这个整个这个事情过去，然后比较开放以后。
So after this has passed and they start to open up.
所以可能在一些海外啦，他们就开始印一些圣经，好像慢慢的能够送进到这个中国的国内。
So brothers and sisters who are overseas, they were able to print the Bible and send it into China.
对，所以有一次这个那天有一天呢，在主日聚会的时候，这个整个聚会厅很多的弟兄姊妹。
So one day during the Lord's Day, there are many brothers and sisters gathering together.
然后整个教会呢，终于收到了一本圣经。
The entire church received one Bible.
然后那个弟兄就回忆说，哇，当天每一个弟兄姊妹拿着这本圣经。
That day, every brother and sister held onto that Bible.
来，每一个人拿一拿。
And they all, they took turns holding.
然后传给下一个。
So they'll pass it on after they have held the Bible.
下一个可能就亲一亲。
So they'll kiss the Bible and then they'll pass to the next person.
然后再传给下一个。
And then they'll pass it on to the next.
然后大家一边传，就很多人在一边流泪。
So as they passed, many cried.
所以一本很新的这个红色这边红边的圣经。
It was the Bible that had a red edge on the side.
对，传了一圈之后，都被水弄淡了，那个颜色都晕开了。
The color was faded by tears.
因为那些都是弟兄姊妹的眼泪。
It was faded by the tears of brothers and sisters.
所以当时弟兄姊妹称圣经叫做宝书，叫做宝贵的书。
At that time they called the Bible a precious book.
但不管怎么样，我想，我们今天这么容易的可以拿到圣经。
No matter what, today, it's so easily for us to be able to hold on to a Bible.
对，我家里就七八本。
I have 7 to 8 in my house.
英文再加个五六本。
Maybe 5 or more of the English versions.
但是我们是否有一个宝贵神的话语的一个爱慕呢？
But do we treasure, hold it precious, God's word?
然后在彼得所讲的这段话里面，他说是借着神活泼长存的道。
And here Peter says, through the word of God which lives and abides forever.
然后在25节呢，他说唯有主的道是永存的，我传给你们的福音就是这道。
And in verse 25 he says, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which the gospel was preached to you.
在这边我最大分弟兄姊妹可能要复习一下。
Maybe I have to review it with both brothers and sisters.
在希腊文的这个话，这个话这个字呢，它有两个字。
Word in Greek, there are two words.
一个叫做 logos, 一个叫做 rhema.
One is logos and the other one is rhema.
然后在这个23节，借着神活泼长存的道，这个道是 logos.
And here in verse 23, through the word of God which lives and abides forever, this is logos.
然后25节这边讲的提到了两个道，其实都是 rhema。
And here in verse 25, both times it mentioned the word that is rhema.
从这个文字上的这个意义上来说
，and from the meaning of the words,
这个 logos 其实就是我们今天英文的 logic 的一个字的由来。
And logos is where the word logic comes from.
对，它比较强调的是一篇的信息，一篇的内容是已经有一个完整的思想跟组织。
And here it more so emphasized on a well-structured, thought-out speech.
比较是一个客观的一篇的一个信息。
It's a very objective message.
然后 Rhema 比较强调的是在一个特定的场合里面把一些文字它们组合起来。
And Rhema is in a very specific environment, it gets the words together.
对，针对一个主题或者当时一个情况，有一段有意义的话能够表达出来。
According to a topic or according to that situation, there's the word expressed out.
对，当然这两个字在原文里面只是讲到人说话这个方面。
But the wording it speaks about man speaking.
但当弟兄们在形容神的话的时候呢，他们把这个字用到神的话，神的身上。
But when brothers speak about the word, they use the word on the Lord himself.
所以通常我们会觉得 Logos 比较像是说神把圣经给我们是一篇他已经有思想有组织的一个神的一个一些原则和他的一些思想传递给我们。
So when we said the word of God is the Logos and it's like God already thought it out, it's very, it's being, thought out and structured for us.
然后 Rhema 比较是我们平常神在一些特定的情形里面他向我们心中说话。
But Rhema is like to a very specific situation God speaks to us.
所以其实中文有两个字一个是道一个是话这个很难翻。
So in Chinese there are two words. One is says the way and the other one says the word.
很多时候 Logos 是翻成道比较像 doctrine 这种感觉。
And Logos is often translated to the way, like a doctrine.
然后 Rhema 有时候会翻成说话的话但是不一定比如说这边是讲到就是用道。
But here, it's also the word. And then the word here, the Rhema speaks about the situation.
所以弟兄姊妹这只要是神的话它都一定是活泼长存的话。
As long as it is God's word, it lives and abides forever.
但是我们常受到鼓励就是说神已经把他一些客观的话语已经给我们了。
And we are often encouraged because God has given us his word, the objective word.
我们愿意多有一些经历让这些客观的话语成为 Rhema 能够活泼的讲在我们的生命跟生活里面。
And we want to experience his word, that these words can be spoken to us in our daily life.
对，当我讲到这个神的话语是活泼长存的时候呢
？When I speak about God's word that which lives and abides forever.
里面包含一个性质就是神的话有一个永远的性质。
It has this nature that God's word endures forever.
其实老实说，对于永远的概念，对于我这个人来讲，我的智慧不是那么能够抓得住的。
God's word has this nature of eternity, and for us, it's very difficult to grasp.
因为我们今天好像都活在时间和空间的限制里面。
And we are living today in this limit of time and space.
但是我们知道，我们信主得的生命叫做永生，永远的生命。
But we know that when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have this life which is the eternal life.
我们相信这个生命是不会朽坏，不会灭亡的。
And this life is incorruptible.
它是存到永远的。
It lives forever.
这是我们凭着信一开头呢就能够相信。
And this by faith we believe.
然后呢，我们也在信主之后呢，一直学习去明白什么是永远的事。
And after we believe, we seek to understand what it means for eternity.
对，因为保罗叫我们顾念那个看不见的。
Because Paul wants us to pay attention, to be mindful of that which is unseen.
然后那个看不见的有永远的性质在里面。
That which is unseen that has the value of eternity.
对，这个其实也是我们今天的一个心愿。
And this is also our desire today.
对，今天我们一同在这里聚会。
We come and gather together.
有时候我们在想说，我今天聚会的时候，有没有一个所谓的永远的价值呢
？When I gather here today, does it have that eternal value?
今天思琴，牺牲一下好，今天我牺牲一下，牺牲一下你。
I'll sacrifice the piano.
对，比如思琴，比如今天弹钢琴。服侍这个聚会。
For example, you know, I'm playing the piano. I'm serving at this meeting.
我今天在这边服侍有在主的面前有这个永远的价值吗
？When I serve today, is there eternal value before God?
对，如果我只是大致上弹一弹，把这个音符都弹对了。
If I just play correctly all the notes,
这个有可能只是一个暂时的一个性质。
This could just be a temporal one, temporal thing.
但今天如果我在这个诗歌里面我的心触碰到我的主
But if with this hymn my heart touches my Lord
对我略略的把主的那个荣耀我把主的爱好像借着我的心把它能够流露出来
That God's glory and his love I can express it out
对，盼望主喜悦，让这样的一个服事，让今天我这样子碰到这个主的这个经历呢，有永远的价值的。
And may the Lord be pleased that me that when I do it, when I touch Him, that has eternal value.
然后彼得在他的这个彼得前书第一章里面，他提到三件事情是不会坏掉的。
Peter mentioned three things that will not be corrupted.
我简单提一下，比如说彼得前书第一章第四节。
In First Peter chapter 1:4。
他说可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业
The inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that faded not away reserved in heaven for you
对所以这边第一件他提到的是在天上的那个基业所神所预备给我们预备的产业是永远的是不会坏的
He mentioned that the inheritance in heaven that God has prepared for us that is incorruptible
然后第二个事情是在第十八跟十九节
and the second one is in verses 18 and 19.
他说我们得赎哈得救赎不是凭着能坏的金银
that when we are redeemed it's not with corruptible things as silver and gold
乃是凭着基督的宝血
but with the precious blood of Christ
也这边也就是讲到说我们的主的宝血跟神的救赎是永远的，是不会毁坏的。
So it says it speaks about the precious blood of our Lord Jesus and God's redemption. This is incorruptible.
然后第三个就是我们刚刚念的，我们那个里面得到那个生命的种子呢，神的道是不会坏的，是永远的。
And third is this life, this incorruptible seed that we have received from the Lord.
在这件事情上面，我们可以看见，我们试着来看哈。看我们读四处的圣经。
We'll read four places in the Bible.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
In John chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God.
这边讲到在创世以前，那个太初呢，就有 Logos。
Here it says in the beginning was the word it speaks about Logos.
也就是说在所有物质存在之前呢那个话语就已经在那里了。
And before all these things are there, the word is already there.
然后我们看希伯来书十一章第三节。
And in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3.
希伯来书第十一章第三节。
Hebrews 11:3.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神化造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
哎，你发现这个世界、这个宇宙呢，是借着神的话，那个 rhema 所造出来的。
And we see that the world, the whole universe, is being made by the word of God.
也就是说。整个宇宙的那个创造的时候呢，神的话就在那里。
And when the universe was being created, the word was already there.
然后我们再看希伯来书的第一章第三节。
And again, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
希伯来书第一章第三节，它是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。我就念到这里。
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power when
也就是说今天哈那个天文学家物理学家他们有一件事情不是那么明白
and here
天文物理学家
those in astronomy
physician physics这些科学家
and the physicists, they do not understand.
他不太明白为什么这个宇宙这么庞大的这些物质可以在那边运动。
And they do not understand this universe is so great, you know, how these things can be moving there.
好像有某一种说不出来的力量拖住这些东西，让他们在那边运转。
As if an unspeakable power is holding on to them and letting them orbit.
但圣经告诉我们是。他用他全能的 rhema 他的全能的命令他的话托住了万有
But here the Bible tells us that he has upheld all these things by his power by the word of his power
然后最后我们在这一段我们最后再看马太福音24章35节
And we will go to Matthew 24 35.
马太福音 24章 35节。
Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
所以主耶稣在这边把他的话语 logos 呢，跟整个天地来做比较。
And here the Lord Jesus compare this word, this logos, to with the heaven and earth.
就算整个天地全部都废去，但是神的话却永远长存。
Even this heaven and earth, even if they should pass away, God's word endures forever.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，我其实刚才很快的讲到说，从创世以前，然后创造的时候，一直到今天，还有天地废去以后呢，神的话永远长存。
So brothers and sisters, what I'm saying here is that before the foundation of the world and when the universe was created and even today and then also going forward, even if the heaven and earth shall pass away.
然后这些永远长存的话语呢，今天神把它给了我们。
And God's word, which endure forever, He gave it to us.
他借着圣经叫我们能够联系到这个永远的这件事情。
That through the Bible that we may be able to connect with eternity.
然后在神的这个话语里面呢，还有一个很重要的一个性质。
There is also an important nature in God's word.
我们来看一下马太福音第3章17节。
In Matthew 3:17.
马太福音第3章17节，从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
然后17章的第5节,
17:5.
说话之间忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说, 这是我的爱子,我所喜悦的,你们要听他。
While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
江守道弟兄有一系列的这个书是讲到圣经的各卷的这个比较纵览。
Brother Stephen Kong have wrote about, wrote books on the Bible. Wrote books on the books of the Bible.
就是每一堂信息就是讲圣经的一卷书，它的比较关键的意义。
And every message was to speak on the important points and the meaning of each book.
我想应该是出版的弟兄吧，就给了这些书一个名字。
So the brothers who published these books, they gave it a name.
旧约的部分呢，给了一个名字叫做神说话了。
And for the books in the Old Testament, they name it God Spoke.
然后新约的部分呢，给了一个名字叫做基督是一切。
For the ones in the New Testament, they said Christ is all.
哎，我这次也去思想，我觉得很有意思。
And I was pondering, I said this is very interesting.
因为他这里把神的话语当中一个很关键的性质。
Because it expressed out of one very important nature of God's word.
也就是说，每当神说话的时候，
and every time God speaks,
他就想说基督是一切。
He wants to tell us Christ is all.
所以在主耶稣在新约的时代的里面，我刚念到两处很特别的圣经。
So in the New Testament, there are two special verses.
对，一次是主耶稣刚出来传道的时候，他那天他。 受浸,
so the first time was when he first came out to preach and he was baptized that day.
然后起来的时候，船天开了。
When he got up, the heavens opened.
然后天开了，然后父神就有一个直接的话语说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And the Father, you know, directly he spoke that this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
然后另外一次是在一个所谓的变化山、变相山上面。 彼得看见的一件事情。
And another time was during at the Mount of Transfiguration when Peter saw.
对，那一次主耶稣全身放像很白的，像一个放一个很荣耀的光辉。
He was in a glorious light.
然后彼得就说，然后那边还有这个两个先知，彼得就说啊，这边真好，我盖三座棚。
He said, "Oh, this is great, you know, with the other two prophets." He said, "You know, I'll build three tents."
然后父神就赶快阻止他继续说下去。
But the father stopped him from going further.
然后用一些云彩这样先遮蔽之后呢，然后他说了，父神说了一句话。
And with the clouds he covered the rest, and he said,
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him.
对，当云彩散去之后，这边不见一人，只见耶稣。
And when the clouds all passed away, there was none other than our, and we can only see our Lord Jesus Christ.
其实很特别，因为神很少，这个我猜想有可能 physical 的声音都可以听得到。
Maybe I'm just thinking, you know, maybe at that time they could hear, you know, physically the voice.
但是当那个天开的时候，神，我们的父神一说话。
But when the heavens opened up and our Father spoke.
他两次这样的说话，他只说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And twice he spoke, he said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
因为在他的心里面，他觉得基督是一切。
Because in his heart, Christ.It's all.
然后基督所传的一切话呢，我们应该有耳可以听的。
But what Christ preached, we have ear, let us hear.
所以整卷圣经呢，其实都是为着我们的主耶稣做见证。
This entire Bible is a testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我要回到朱弟兄提到的那个例子。
I want to go back to the example brought up by Brother Freedom Chu.
是在路加福音24章。
In Luke chapter 24.
就是两个以马两个门徒呢，他们要往以马鲁斯的路上所发生的事情。
And the two disciples were on their way to Emmaus. So what happened on the road?
我们简单念一下啊，二十四章，十四跟十五节。
Chapter 24, verse 14 and 15.
他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
And they talked together of all things which had happened, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
25到27节。
25 to 27.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊。先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
然后三十节到三十四。
34 to 34.
对，到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，掰开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说主果然已经复活，已经献给西门看了。
And it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed and broke and gave to them, and their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And he said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and have appeared to Simon.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以去想一下当时的一个背景。
Brothers and sisters, we can think about the background then.
主耶稣刚刚被钉了十字架。
He was just been crucified.
然后这些门徒们人心涣散，全部散掉。
And these disciples, they were dispersed.
然后这两个门徒呢，他们原本是跟随主耶稣的。
These two disciples, they were following the Lord.
现在想想，哇，这个我们所跟的这位夫子已经没了。
Then they thought of this teacher that we have followed, you know, is no longer there.
对，我们还是回老家种田吧。
Let's go back and maybe we'll till the land.
所以他们心中其实蛮低沉的，离开了耶路撒冷。
For their heart is being, they're feeling very depressed and went back to and they left Jerusalem.
然后在这个过程当中呢，主耶稣亲自的接近他们。
But during this time, the Lord drew nigh to them.
所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们自己也不是，也是不是也有点像这样子？
Brothers and sisters, aren't we like them sometimes?
我们的心好像对神的事情，对我们的主好像有一点散掉了。
Our heart seems to kind of gone away with from the Lord.
有一点提不起劲来留在耶路撒冷。
And we do not have that strength to remain in Jerusalem.
我们好像慢慢的漂流，往一个远离主的方向那边前进。
And we drift away toward a point that's away from the Lord.
在这种情形底下，我们主耶稣怎么去恢复这两个门徒呢？
But in such a circumstance, how did the Lord restore the two disciples?
他接近这两个门徒的时候呢，他把圣经上所讲到的事情跟他们解释了。
When he drew near to them, he spoke about what the Bible have said about him.
主耶稣是讲什么呢？
What did he say?
他把那个当时只有旧约圣经，他把旧约圣经摩西到先知书里面所有跟讲到主耶稣自己的事情呢，自己的地方跟他们讲明了。
That that time there was only the Old Testament, so he spoke to them all the way from Moses, all the prophets, what they have spoken about the Lord Himself. He told them.
你会发现在这里面，好像所有圣经上所有的话语呢，好像都指到主耶稣他的自己。
And all these words from the Scripture, it all points to the Lord Jesus Himself.
我自己随便猜想的哈。
I'm just making a guess.
啊，主耶稣就一边走一边跟他们讲。
So the Lord walked along, you know, and he told them.
在亚当的时候，他犯了罪了，他放了一个皮子的衣服。
And when Adam sinned, you know, he had this using the skin up for clothing.
在这边讲到基督的救赎。
And speak about God, about the Christ redemption.
主要被杀，然后被杀，然后叫我们有一个衣服能够称义的。
And the Lord Jesus was to die for us so that we can have this cloth of righteousness.
然后也许在讲到这个挪亚方舟。
And maybe spoke about the Noah's Ark.
对，挪亚方舟就是基督。
And Noah's Ark is Christ.
我们今天受浸的时候，这个意义呢，就是我们被放在这个方舟里面。
And the meaning of baptism is that we have been put into this ark.
主保全了我们，可以在世界受审判的时候呢，我们在方舟里面是平安的。
And when this world is this world is being judged, we are in the ark. We are safe.
那当然太多了，今天没有办法讲这个。我相信那天门徒们心中一定很震撼。
There are so many things that I'm sure that on that day, you know, they just in awe.
原来所有的事情都讲明了，这位我们所信的这位主呢，就是圣经上各地所讲到的这位基督。
That the one whom we believe is the one that has been spoken throughout the entire Bible.
所以主耶稣好像用一个神的话语呢，鼓舞了这两位弟兄们。
So the Lord Jesus used God's word and encouraged these two brothers.
所以我仔细，如果我们仔细去，就如果我们试着去看一些福音书哈，我总觉得这一次好像是主耶稣带着唯一一次的查经聚会。
So when we look at the books of the gospel, it is like this is the only time the Lord Jesus had a Bible study.
当然可能主耶稣以前在会堂的时候也讲解过圣经，就是。
Maybe he had spoken on the scripture in the synagogue.
然后他在这个查经的聚会里面呢，把他自己把神的话语解开了。
And he opened up God's word during this Bible study.
他解开的时候呢，哎，这些门徒两位心都非常的火热。
And when he opened up God's word, you know, and the heart burned.
好像明白了什么，他知道说啊，我知道这个话语里面，这个我们所信的主是确定的。
And they understood that whom they have believed, this is very sure.
然后当主继续的这个恢复他们在擘饼之后，擘饼的时候呢
？When the Lord continued to restore them and they were breaking bread.
他们眼睛明亮了，他们看见哇，原来跟他们讲圣经的就是这位主。
And their eyes were opened, and they know that the one who spoke the scripture to them is the Lord Himself.
他们里面的力量恢复了。
Their strength was being restored.
他们不再回老家种田了。
They no longer going back to their home.
他们在回转他们的路呢，转回到耶路撒冷说，主已经复活了，我要继续跟从主。
So they turn around and going back to Jerusalem and said, "The Lord is risen. I'm going to follow him."
对，虽然圣经上没有记载这两个门徒后来发生什么事情。
Even though the Bible did not record what happened to these two disciples.
但我猜想，路加会在写的时候， 提到这两个门徒，我相信那两个门徒很可能当时都还在。
And for Luke to bring up the two of them, I'm sure they were there at that time.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，当我们去摸到神的话的时候呢
？So brothers and sisters, when we touch God's word,
一个很重要的事情是我们要摸到我们的主。
And one very important thing is that we touch our Lord.
但是我要请弟兄姊妹不要要求太高啊。
And I also want to ask brothers and sisters, don't have too high hopes.
比如说有一天查完经的时候，你说啊，韩弟兄，你今天这个带着查经，你好像没有把主耶稣讲解明白。
Do not have too high an expectation. So like during Bible study, say, oh, you know, brother Han, you know, you didn't really quite explain God's word to us.
不是哪一次查完经，啊，这个马弟兄，我今天跟你查经好像不太心中不太火热。
Or he said, oh, you know, brother Ma, you know, today I'm Bible study with you and I don't feel my heart burning.
这个压力太大了。
This is too much pressure.
不过这个是两方面的，我们彼此勉励。
But in two ways, we encourage one another.
借着神的话呢，叫我们恢复对主的火热。
That through his word, you know, our heart burns for the Lord.
叫我们真的能够看见主。
That we truly see our Lord.
叫我们能够走在一个跟随主的路上。
That we can walk on this way that we are following him.
然后我下面要提的就是神的话语是活泼的。
I want to mention now that God's word is lively.
也就是说神会赐下应时的话语叫我们得到随时的帮助和引导。
He gives to us that timely word so we are being guided.
我们看一下生命记的第八章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8.
申命记第八章的第二三节
，verse 2 and 3。
申命记第八章二跟三，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你，这四十年是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何肯守他的诫命不肯。他苦练你，见你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物。乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble and you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
我们再请翻到马太福音第四章第四章第四节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 4。
马太福音第四章第四节，耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God."
在摩西的那个年代。
In the time of Moses。
然后神向以色列百姓说话。
And God spoke to the Israelites.
他告诉他们说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
And he tells that man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
然后到了1500年之后。
And after 1500 years.
然后主耶稣那个四十天受到这个魔鬼的试探。
When during that 40 days he was being tempted by the devil.
其实他四十天没有进食。
He did not eat.
然后当撒旦想要让我们的主跌倒失败的时候。
When Satan wants our Lord to fall,
我们主耶稣用了这一句1500年前神说过的话。
Well, Lord Jesus used this word that was spoken 1500 years ago.
他说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
He tells him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
他这边是用 Rhema。
Here he uses Rhema.
他当时好像在我们主的身上有一句很活泼的话。
So at that time, this word was lively.
他的身体可能很疲惫，也很饥饿。
Maybe he was physically he was feeling hunger.
然后仇敌想要借着这个人肉身软弱的时候呢，想要攻击他。
And the enemy tried to attack him while you know he's feeling weak physically.
但在当时，我们主有一句活泼的话说。我人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一句话。
At that time, our Lord has a word which is so lively, and He says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God."
对这句话，好像叫我们的主自己能够站住，抵挡那个仇敌。
that our Lord was able to withstand the enemy.
再过了四百年之后,
and 400 years later,
也就是说在生命记1900年之后,
so it's after 1900 years after Deuteronomy.
对,我是很常常很喜欢跟初信弟兄姊妹交通这段的这个见证。
I very much like to share younger brothers and sisters this testimony.
对,有位老弟兄,当时他是在台湾。
There was this elderly brother, he was in Taiwan.
对,他得了那个胃癌。
He had
stomach cancer.
He has no he has already metastasized, so he has to cut away his stomach.
所以他就做了一个见证。
So he had a testimony.
他说当那天他躺在那个手术室的外面。
So he was laying outside of the operative room.
他心中马上要被推进手术室，把这个整个胃全部切掉了。
And at that time, it was right before he was entering the operation room to cut away his stomach.
然后他心中当时感觉非常的害怕。
He was much afraid in his heart.
而且在之前呢，医生也告诉他说，其实你这个病恐怕也活不了半年了。
And the doctor told him at that time, you know, you do not have more than half a year to live.
但我相信是照着神的引导呢，他要做了这样一个手术。
I believe that according to God's guidance, leading that he was going to do this operation.
对，他当时心中没有把握，其实也非常的惧怕。
He was much afraid because he doesn't know what to do.
然后突然之间呢，这句他非常熟悉的话语呢，神说到了他的心中。
But this word that was very familiar to him, God used it to speak into his heart.
神传就对他心中说, 人活着不是单靠食物, 乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
God told him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
然后这段应时的话好像告诉他说, 你就算胃没了,
the timely word tells him that even though you do not have your stomach,
好像我们 physical 吃的这些东西，你这个消化有了影响。
Maybe it has an impact on you eating and your digestion.
但是你活着呢，不是单靠这个。
But you live not by that.
你可以靠着神所说的话能够活下去。
But you can live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这句话虽然说在摩西的那个时代。
Even though this word was being spoken at the time of Moses.
但是在今天。 在现在呢，仍然能够活泼的说在一个弟兄的心中。
But today, it also can be spoken lively in a brother's heart.
对，虽然有一些苦难，但是神能够借着他的话语给我们力量和安慰。
Even though there is suffering, but yet the Lord uses His word to give us comfort.
我们翻到哥林多后书12章第7节。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
对，哥林多后书12章。
7章7到10节，哥林多后书12章7到10节，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说。 我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我先念到第9节。
7 to 9,
and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, that there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord Christ, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
当保罗写这段话的时候呢，在14年前呢，在他身上发生一个特别的事情。
When Paul wrote this word, 14 years ago, something happened on him.
就是他被提到三层天上。 看到了一些启示。
So he was brought up to the third heaven.
啊，因为启示太大了，所以人的肉体有时候自己控制不住啊，会有自高的倾向。
So because the revelation was so abundant, so for men, you know, we tend to exalt ourselves.
所以在他身上就开始有一根刺。
So on him, it starts to, in the flesh, he has this thorn.
保罗没有讲得很清楚这根刺到底是什么东西。
Paul did not elaborate on what this thorn is.
但是我们可以揣摩，可以知道说这个刺是叫他非常的痛苦的。
But we can kind of understand that this caused him much suffering.
对，甚至到一个地步呢，基本上这就是撒旦的攻击啊。
And to the point that it was Satan's attack on him.
我们可以想象得到，其实保罗本人是一个很属灵的弟兄。
And we know our brother Paul was a spiritual brother.
他经过了各式各样的苦难。
He has been through different sufferings.
对，经过这个死亡的威胁。
And also the death.
他在这些所有的情形里面，他其实过去都靠着主站立得住。
And in all these circumstances, he has, by the Lord, was able to stand firm.
但似乎这个刺真的是非常的难受的。
But this thorn, it seemed, was very difficult for him.
他好像有一点支持不住。
And it was, you know, it was hard for him to stand.
所以他就跟主祷告说，主啊，你是否能够把这个刺挪开呢？
So he prayed to the Lord, you know, if you can take this away from me.
当他祷告三次之后，
But even after three times,
神向他心中说话。
The Lord spoke to him.
对，我们要说这是一个应时的话语。
And we have to say this is a timely word.
神没有把刺拿走。
The Lord did not remove the thorn.
但神用话说，我的恩典是够你用的。
But by His word, He says, "My grace is sufficient for thee."
哎，让我们的弟兄保罗整个心完全 release， 完全能够怎么讲？就完全能够放下这个重担。
But it causes our brother Paul to be able to be released in his heart to release this burden.
对，刺还在，但是。他发现他产生了一个力量是大过这根刺的。
The thorn remains, but in him the strength is beyond the thorn.
所以当保罗在当时呢，神的话语给了他，然后给了他力量。
So at that time when the Lord gave Paul the word, it also gave him a strength.
我今天时间有点控制不好，就是在1800年之后。
After 1800 years.
这故事我以前有分享过。
I've shared the story before.
也就是在19世纪的末期。
At the end of the 19th century.
在英国有个弟兄叫 Webb Peplow.
There was this brother, Webb Peplow.
对，在他中年的时候，有一次有可能是报社吧，或是一些杂志呢，发了一个问卷给一些的基督徒。
So when he was in his middle age, there were some publisher, they have some questionnaires to these Christians.
这个问题是什么呢？问题是说，他是发给比较负责的这些弟兄们啊。他说这个问题是说，在你一生当中，你觉得哪一句圣经的话对你是最有帮助、印象最深的？
It was being given, the questionnaire was being given to a lot of responsible brothers there. And so they asked this question in your entire life, you know, of knowing, of your believing in the Lord, what has influenced you the most?
对，这个 Webb Peplow 弟兄他毫不犹豫的就提到这句话说，这句我的恩典够你用的是我一生之中对我帮助最大的话。
And without any reservation, he said, you know, this word here, my grace is sufficient for you. That is the most impact in my life.
对，这是因为在他年轻的时候，有一次他去度假。
So when he was young, he went on a vacation.
他的小女儿在那次度假期间当中去世了。
And his younger daughter passed away during that time.
对，他没有提到是意外呢，还是生病。
He did not mention whether it was an accident or because of illness.
但是他只提到说，我的小女儿那个去世，我心中非常忧伤。
But he only mentioned that when his younger daughter passed away, his heart was grieving.
然后他回到他住的地方，就其实就是会所，他住在会所旁边，他回到住的地方。
He was living next to the meeting place, so when he returned to his home,
然后那天是一个周六。
It was a Saturday.
他们把这个小女儿埋葬。
And they buried the young daughter.
他一个人在房间里面跟神祷告。
He was praying in his room.
他觉得他很沮丧，他提不起来。
He was very disheartened. You know, it was very hard for him to pick himself
up again.
He kept asking the Lord, you know, give me grace so I can stand up again.
祷告了好久，好像没有任何的变化，还是非常的忧伤。
He prayed for a long time. There wasn't any change. He was still in deep sorrow.
等到他起来的时候，一看到这个墙壁上新挂着一句神的话语。
But when he got up, you know, he saw this word that was hanging on the wall.
就是度假前，就度假期间有个他们有人把它钉在墙上。And
during his time vacation time, somebody had put it on the wall.
很奇妙，那句话就是我的恩典是够你用的 ，My grace is sufficient for you.
And on that wall it says, My grace is sufficient for you.
那个 is 那个是呢，是一个不同的颜色。
And that is in a different color.
他看的时候突然心中明白了。
And when he saw that, he understood.
原来神的恩典已经够他用了。Because
God's grace is already sufficient.
现在就够他用了。It's
at present time.
我不需要求神再给我更多的恩典。I
do not need to ask the Lord for more grace.
因为主的恩典现在已经够了。Because
the Lord's grace is sufficient now.
他整个人。 整个情形就完全恢复过来了。And
his entire he was being restored.
所以他第二天周日的时候，他传递信息，就是传讲这句话。So
on the next day, you know, he preached the message, and it was on this word.
所以这句话虽然曾经是跟像保罗说的。Even
though this word was being spoken to Paul.
但在1800年之后呢？But
after 1800 years.
神又跟这个弟兄又说了一次。And
the Lord spoke to this brother.
所以弟兄姊妹。 在你信主的过程当中，哪一句话对你影响最大呢？
So brothers and sisters, during the time when you believe the Lord, what word is the most has most impact in your life?
那句话让你认识了我们的主哪一方面呢？
How did you in what way did you know the Lord with that word?
我们多认识了主的恩典吗？
Do we know more of His grace?
多认识了主是我的力量吗？
Do we know more of Him being our strength?
还是主是我的智慧呢?
Or Him being our my wisdom?
我下面要讲神的话是永远长存。
I want to say that God's word endures forever.
只剩下四分钟了。
I have 4 minutes left.
这很难长存。
It's very hard to endure.
所以在神所讲的这个一次性的这个应许的话语。
In this word that God speaks, that timely word, it can have long-term, lasting effect.
也就是说，这个话语可以住在我们的心中，一直影响我们的。And
this word can abide in us and continue to influence us.
那位老弟兄原本医生说活不过半年。That
elderly brother, the doctor said he cannot live past half a year.
等到他好像七八年之后再回去复检。
He went back for a checkup 7 to 8 years later.
哇，医生非常惊讶。
And the doctor was astonished.
然后他之后又活了大概是十多年的时间。
And he lived for more than a decade after that.
我相信。
I believe.
那一次神对他所说的，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话，常常能够托住我们的弟兄。
And I believe that the word that the Lord speaks to our brother that mentioned not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, it strengthens him from within.
保罗也是如此。And
the same for Paul.
你如果仔细读保罗刚才讲的那段话，我的恩也是够你用的。When
you read carefully what Paul wrote, my grace is sufficient for you.
它里面的有一个感觉是说。 我什么时候软弱呢？什么时候就刚强了
？Whenever I'm weak, I'm strong.
也就是说，这句话曾经对他讲过一次。This
word was spoken once to him.
但是在他往后的日子里面。But
in the days after.
也许又是那个刺。It's
still that thorn.
也许是别的事情。Maybe
other things.
好让他感觉，哇，靠着我，我是一个软弱的。That
by himself, I'm weak.
但是当我软弱的时候，我一想到主的恩典是够我用的。
Whenever I'm weak and I remember that God's grace is sufficient for me,
我又刚强起来了。And
I'm strengthened again.
然后我刚强起来的时候，
Then when I'm strengthened,
我是对着主夸口说，呀，我真的是乐意夸我的软弱。
And I tell them I can boast in my weakness.
因为我多次可能奇妙, 当我软弱的时候, 我靠着神的话,
because how amazing when I'm weak, but by God's word I'm made strong.
这句话不仅是在神当时讲的时候是真的,
no, that when God speaks, that was true at that time.
而且在我往后的跟随主的历程当中, 每一次都是那么的 那么的真实,
that continually as I follow the Lord, I keep experiencing the word as so true.
Oh, 我想最后, 我, 啊, 讲一个, 可能我以前也提过的, 好, 在罗马书第8章28节,
in Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第8章28到29节。
28-29.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called, who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
然后30节最后他说会得荣耀的, 这个我就不仔细念。
And then in verse 30 it says about being glorified. I will not go into that yet.
神的话活泼长存,
God's word is lively and abides forever.
对,它不仅是活泼的,
not only is it lively,
它也能够长存的,
but it endures.
刚才我们念的罗马书第8章这段话, 其实我出信不久之后就读过很多遍了。
I've read this many times after I believe in the Lord.
后来也很自然也会背了。
And then naturally, you know, I memorized it.
因为我们都很喜欢念嘛, 就是万事都互相效力, 叫爱神的益处, 但什么都是益处。
Because we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, because all things are good.
对, 但直到有一天,
but until one day,
这句话神像Rhema, 就用Rhema, 说在我的心中,
that God is like the Rhema spoken into my heart. I have a totally different experience with this word. And in my heart, I understood one thing.
原来我在我的生活的行动、行事、为人所有的事情里面都是万事。
That in all my daily living, every action, everything is that all things.
我那时候是学生，我去读书。
And I was a student and I was going to school.
然后我可能生活接触到其他的人。
I have come into contact with other people.
然后可能在聚会当中做某些的事情。
And in the meetings, I do some things.
我发现所有的事情呢, 都是神在管理。
And I see that all things God is in control.
为着叫我这个人得到益处。
That is for me, you know, to have that good.
然后这个益处呢, 是叫我能够彰显主的性情。
It's that goodness is for me to be able to manifest His nature.
对啊, 以至于能够叫我们的主耶稣得荣耀。
That our Lord Jesus may be glorified.
哇, 当那天我明白了这句话之后, 我要说很高兴还是怎么样, 反正就是心中非常的有点激动。
So when I was when I actually understood the word, you know, I was it was beyond me. It was real. I was very happy.
然后我原来我就明白了，原来我在我身上所发的所有的事情呢，都跟神在我身上的心意有关系。
That all the things that's happening on in me, you know, all the things that happen are all about His purpose in me.
所以从那之后呢，这句话就住在我的心里面。
So from then on, this word lives in me.
我之后还会碰到各式各样的事情。
And I feel, you know, there are things that happen.
对各式各样的事情的来临的时候呢, 我也不是说每一次都想到这句话。
And when things come, you know, it's not every time that I would remember this word.
但这句话的这个原则呢, 深深地印在我的心里面。
But the principle of this word have deeply impressed onto my heart.
对，比如说当一个事情来的时候, 我心中 就会有个反应说, 啊, 这个事情是叫我学一些属灵的功课。
And I'll have that reaction in my heart. This matter is for me to learn some spiritual lesson.
或是有一个事情应该是叫我 原本应该叫我沮丧的事情。
And maybe something that should have caused me disappointment.
然后我自然就有一个反应说，啊，父啊，这是你的美意。
But then, you know, I have that this natural reaction that, Father, this is your beautiful will.
对，当一个困难的环境来的时候，哎，我就想说，哎，这是我一个支取神恩典、经历他的一个好机会。
And when difficulties come to me, then I tell myself, you know, that this is for me to experience His grace.
有时候有些疾病啦，一些什么。什么失业啦，这个临到身上。
And when there were sicknesses or when I lost jobs.
感谢主，我相信这是神化妆的祝福。
And thank the Lord, I believe that this is His blessing in disguise.
所以这句话好像能够长存在我的心里面。
And this word lives in me and it abides in me.
并且也是活泼的，是有功效的。
It's lively and it's effective.
我想我，弟兄姊妹，我今天可能用一些的例子或经历，我们彼此的勉励。
Brothers and sisters, I use these examples today that we may be able to encourage one another.
但我也不是天天都很激动了，也不是这样的。
I don't feel this excited every day.
但是有时候有一些情形，有点像 life changing 的这个神的话语。
But there are some circumstances sometimes it feels like it's a life changing matter.
但是我也相信，在各样大小的事情里面。我们也能够或多或少总是能够听到并且经历神的话。
I believe in big things and little things, you know, no matter what, we are able to experience His word.
所以当我们再回到我开头问的那个问题。
So when we go back to the question in the beginning.
为什么我们要花这么多时间查经读圣经？
Why do we spend so much time studying the Bible and reading the Bible?
但愿我们能够借着神的话，亲自的遇见我们的主。
That by His word we may come face to face with the Lord.
在各式各样的事情里面，神能够借着他的话，很活泼的成为我们的恩典，成为我们的扶持。
That in all things that God using His word is lively in us and become our strength and its grace to us.
其实诚实的说。
And honestly.
我这边讲的这些话是很好听。
It is, it seems very, like, you know, it's nice to hear these words.
但是我们真正有这些的经历可能不是那么的多。
But to truly have these experiences that not many.
但这也表明说我们在我们今天神还是给我们机会叫我们恢复对他话语的认识。
But it also tells us that the Lord wants us to, He wants to restore our, knowing His word, to really understand His word.
让神的话语能够新鲜活泼的，因为在这个姊妹身上，在这个弟兄身上，常常的在发生。
That His word so fresh and lively happens on this brother, on the sister.
所以神能够在我们当中，或在神的儿女当中，得到一批人是做他话语的见证。
That among us, among God's children, that He can gain people who can be a testimony to His word.
我们一同祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we indeed thank you.
主啊，你把你自己给我们，也把你的话语给我们。
You gave us yourself and you gave us your word.
主啊，让我们带着一个爱慕，主啊，常常能够接受你的话。
That we come with this desire that we can receive your word.
主啊，存着顺服的心，主啊，能够活出你的话。
That with an obedient heart, Lord, we can live out your word.
主啊，愿你在这个世代，主啊，恢复你纯正并且活泼有功效的话语。
Lord, that in this generation, you'll be able to, that you restore this pure and this lively word of yours.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.